I'd say no.
We said, are you going to go down this slippery slope? And you said yes. So you've gone. Okay, so we're going to deal with it. This Christ conscious, what if it was the Christ unconscious? What if it was the Christ subconscious? Was it Christ genius? No, it might have been the sub-genius or the ungenius. This conscience business, we are not going to have. We're not going to have it. It's gibberish. We're not going to have it. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't validate anything. It isn't Christ consciousness. You don't even know how to apply it. You know, they say you have to be your own person, and yet you're supposed to invite Christ to come and live in your heart. Well, they call that demonic possession. If something foreign comes and moves in you, then that's a possession. Well, they say that's bad. That's bad. That's bad. Catholics will sick the ex, schedule you for an exorcism. Okay? So this conscious business, that there's a separate part that you've got to whittle out through the ego somehow, we haven't. If you deciding if you're going to call it Christ, you are Christ, that would be the second coming. Why do you call it the second coming of Christ, the second coming of God? It's because you're coming back to being God for the second time. That's what it's about. That's what the second coming is regarding. It isn't waiting for Jesus to split the eastern sky. He's just waiting patiently for you to show up to the dinner party.